The Torah begins our parasha with the words Hazina Shemayim Vadabero Tishma Oris Imrifi. We know success and Kvoid Kale. By looking at the heavens, by looking at the universe, this incredible universe with all of its planets and all of its glory, it speaks Kvoid Kale. It speaks about the glory of Hashem. By looking at this world, we're able to understand and see greatness. But says the Chasam Sofer, the Torah in this week's parasha teaches us, Hazina Shamayim Vadabera, if we hear the Shamayim, if we look at the heavens and the earth and the world, and we realize the Kvod Shamayim, the greatness of Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, there's one way that is more powerful than just looking at the universe to recognize the greatness of Hashem. And that is V'sishma ha'oretz imrefi. If we look at the words, if we listen to the words of Hashem, if we listen to the words of the Torah, and not just if we listen to the words of the Torah, but we live a life of Torah, that is even a greater level of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That is even a greater way of connecting to Hashem. And he says, actually, the first one that had this experience was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he says, saw the world, and he saw this incredible, beautiful world, and he said, there must be a Baal Habira. There must be someone who created this world, and someone who is the driving force behind the entire existence of the world. And when he came to that recognition, when he came to the recognition that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, when he came to the recognition that Hashem is what we need to, whom we need to connect to, Hashem says, yes, I am the Baal Habira. And the way to connect to me is not by just sitting and in amazement and recognizing that I created this incredible world. The way to really connect to me is by living and learning Torah. And the Chasam Sofer's grandson in the Sefer Shaarei Simcha takes this concept a step further. He says, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah because that's, as we just said, the only way that we could connect to Him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as being so wonderful, not only does the Torah include mitzvahs that we might not have understood that they are mitzvahs, if not that the Torah told us that this is the way we're supposed to live our lives. The Torah includes averis that we on our own would not have necessarily recognized that acting this way is improper. If we wouldn't have the Torah teach us Hilchos Kashrus, we wouldn't necessarily follow Hilchos Kashrus. If the Torah didn't tell us about Shatness, we wouldn't necessarily on our own understand Shatness. But the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite mercy on Klal Yisrael, did us a greater favor. And He told us that there's so many mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that we should do even if it doesn't say so, and even if it wouldn't be part of the Torah. The mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, respecting our parents, living in a world with a civil order, living in a world where people respect each other. These are the basics of the way we're supposed to live. So many foods that we don't eat are foods we wouldn't want to eat. Yet Chazal say, a person shouldn't say that I don't want to eat pork because it's something I don't like. It's something I don't want to eat. El Yoimer, he should say, Efshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you want to eat it. Ma'esa, what should I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozar alai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that I may not. And that's how the Bar Tanur explains what Chazal teaches. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu zakas es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite kindness wanted to give us opportunity to grow. Lefika chir b'lehem Torah mitzvahs. Many parts of the Torah, many mitzvahs and many averis are mitzvahs that we would do anyway. and our averus that we wouldn't do anyway. We wouldn't steal from someone else. We don't need a aver in the Torah to tell us that we're not allowed to steal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get benefit from every mitzvah we do and from every aver we avoid doing. Here, Berlehem. So he said that many things that are Torah mitzvah, that are obvious, should be Torah mitzvahs. L'zakas es Yisrael, that we should be able to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because every activity that we do, when we do it because we're doing it because Hashem told us to do it, not just because we, through our own intellect, have recognized that this is something that I should do, this is something I shouldn't do, but I'm doing it because I want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the lesson of Hazina HaShamayim V'Adabera, that I don't just recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from looking at the world and recognizing, as Avraham Avinu said, there's a balabira. But I do, well, it's right because I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is with Sishma Ha'aretz Imrei Pi, listening to the words of Hashem. And that's what he says is pshat. The Shari Simcha says is pshat in the pasuk in this week's parasha. The pasuk says, "V'yoyim aleya." Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, "Simu levavchem, pay attention l'chol hadvarim asher anochi made b'chem ayoyim, to all of the words of the Torah that I teach you today. Ki loy dover reiku michem, they're not empty." And the Medrash says, "V'rim reiku michem." Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that there are many things that are not necessary to be written in the Torah. As we just explained, we understand by ourselves that that's the way we're supposed to live. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'loy davareik, it's not for no good reason that they weren't written in the Torah. They were very much written in the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want us to do it because it's the right thing to do, or not do it because it's the wrong thing to do. He wants us to do it because he wants us to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Kenesha yor kinoi al goiz lov yirachev," like an eagle that flies over its nest, on top of its young birds does it hover. And Rashi explains, "Nogam berachmam b'chemla," HaKadosh Baruch Hu has led us with such mercy. "Kenesha zeh rachmonei al bonav," like this eagle who is so merciful over its children. It doesn't just enter the nest suddenly. It bangs and knocks on the door. It makes noise amongst the branches of the trees. Where the nests are, in order to be able to waken his children and they know that he's entering. And I saw that the Bava Rebbe Zatzal in his Sefer Kerem Shloima asks why, when the Pasuk is teaching us that the eagle is so kind, the Torah, Rashi, the Medrash uses the example how it wakes up its young birds. And the question is, where is kindness evident when you wake up the young birds? So he explains, parents sometimes have to be strict with their children. Your child is sleeping comfortably, so wonderfully in bed, and you wake him up to go to Davin, and you wake him up to go to Yeshiva. So at first glance, it may look like you're being a difficult, a tough parent. Let your child stay in bed a little longer. But a parent that really thinks about the benefit of his child realizes that he's doing his child the biggest favors. The biggest favor that he could do as child is say, you know, it's time to go to Yeshul, it's time to learn Torah, it's time to do what's right. Of course, the message has to be delivered in the proper way. Says Rashi, where do we see the kindness of the eagle? The kindness of an eagle is not just evident when the eagle feeds its babies. The kindness of the eagle is evident even when it has to wake up its babies. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with the Torah that he gives us. The kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just when he gives us such wonderful life. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and even when it's not always easy to follow the words of the Torah, but following the words of the Torah is the way that we get close to Hashem. And if it's the way that we get close to Hashem, then everything in the Torah, even the parts that aren't as always easy to fulfill, are so sweet and so beautiful. Hazina Hashemayim v'dabeira. But the real way of connecting to Hashem and the real way to achieving a wonderful life is through v'sishma ha'aretz. We in this aretz, we in this world, who imrei fi, follow the words of Hashem, the words of the Torah, are the ones that are worthy and are lucky and are able to have a wonderful life.